track 10. And now we come to the last of our news stories. It's going to be quite a short track, that, because we're running out of stories. Christians walk in steps of Jesus. A mass of Christians from across Newton Abbot came together on Good Friday for the annual Walk of Witness. Following a short service at the Avenue Church in the town, the Christians together in Newton Abbot organised event saw more than 150 people participate in the event. The annual Good Friday Walk of Witness sees Christians of different denominations and of no affiliation imitate the journey that Jesus Christ took carrying his cross through the streets of Jerusalem. Led by volunteers carrying a large wooden cross and accompanied by members of the Salvation Army Band, the procession stopped at several points around the town for prayers, reflections and hymns. The event finished with a celebration at the Golden Lion Square with the Christian Dance Fellowship of Britain. Similar walks took place in Tynmouth, Sheldon and King's Kerswell, and they are surrounded by lots of pictures of the procession.
Trip Down Memory Lane by the Sea for Rita, age 95. 95-year-old Rita Quayle from Tynmouth had her heartfelt wish come true recently when, with the support of Rowcroft Hospice, she was able to relive cherished memories on Tynmouth's seafront. As a patient with motor neurone disease and with limited communication and mobility, Rita's dream was simple yet profound: to visit the seaside to remember happy days spent there with her late husband Albert and their three children. With the support of Rowcroft's caring team, Rita's dream came true one cold sunny day last November with the help of a wheelchair, hoist and specially adapted vehicle. Rita's daughters, Hazel, Megan and Faye, expressed their gratitude for the trip. Mum used to walk along the seafront with her husband Albert when they were courting and during their 75 years of marriage. Although Albert sadly passed away in 2022, Mum's wish was to visit the seaside at least one more time, they said. It was a lovely gesture from Rowcroft to give our mother some relief to her ongoing debilitating illness, giving her a sense of tranquility and overall happiness for a brief moment and putting a huge smile on her face. It was wonderful for Mum to have a trip out, as she's been housebound for years, apart from an occasional visit to hospital, and to relive a moment of happiness shared with her husband in years gone by, they added. Rita had run a wool and craft shop before the onset of MND, a fatal, rapidly progressing disease which affects more than 5,000 adults in the UK. MND targets the brain and spinal cord, attacking the nerves that control movement, so muscles no longer work. Unable to walk and with two living carers assisting with all physical and domestic tasks, Rita can no longer speak clearly and her communication is very limited. To express her needs to her carers, she makes sounds, nods her head and spells out words using an alphabet sheet. Rowcroft's occupational therapist, Izzy Warren, is one member of the team who had been supporting Rita at home and who accompanied Rita to the seafront with Rowcroft's occupational therapy technical instructor, Joe Brooking, and Rowcroft's maintenance technician, Graham Hill, who provided the transportation.
Izzy said, "My role is to support patients to achieve their goals and wishes. Meeting individual care needs is important and our focus is on maximising quality of life. We do this not only by providing special equipment to help people in their day-to-day lives, but also ask our patients, what is important to you? In this way, a good day is measured by purpose, by helping someone to achieve their goals and wishes." When we asked Rita what would bring meaning to her life, she indicated that she wanted to go to Tynmouth Seaside as it's a place steeped in memories of her time with her family. It was clear that the trip meant so much. She had a smile on her face from start to finish. The Rowcroft team has supported Rita at home through diverse team, including clinical nurse specialists and other professionals. The hospice is committed to true person-centred care and continues to make a significant impact on the local community, going beyond stereotypical perceptions of hospice care. Roe Cross combines its expertise with other NHS professionals to offer a holistic, multidisciplinary team approach. While Roe Cross cares for 2,500 patients like Rita annually, in recent years the hospice has noticed a substantial increase in the number of patients with neurological conditions such as MND, Parkinson's and dementia. The charity recognises the many complex needs and diverse challenges for these patients and for their carers, and helps patients and their families prepare for their future and make the most out of the time they have left. Many people know that we provide care to cancer patients with a terminal diagnosis, but they are often unaware that we deliver care to people with all kinds of complex conditions, such as MND, respiratory and cardiological illnesses, said Eddie. All of these patients require highly specialist care, and we are extremely grateful for the community's support in helping us to deliver this. Rita was taken back in time, with the experience sparking joyful memories of Albert and her children. It gave us a picture of Rita she used to be, and it was wonderful that she had the chance to relive those happy times. As Roe Cross staff, we're very much aware that our patients have a life that extends far beyond the life-limiting illness and symptoms that we see before us. Through our trip, we got a glimpse of the real Rita, the person she is inside. It's important that people are not defined by the illness that they are experiencing.